Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us today on Power Your Life. And I'm Dr. Joanne White, and it's always a pleasure to be here. And today I am really excited because I have a special guest who not only talks about what kindness is about or global kindness is about, but she lives it and breathes it and is introducing global kindness all over the globe. And this is something that touches my heart so very, very deeply. I'm speaking about Karen Palmer, who has been nicknamed a modern-day mystical Mr. Rogers, Dr. Doolittle, and Dr. Zeus, who uses music, meditation, mindful practices, and mantras for empowerment of all ages. She combines ancient wisdom, technology, music, and works with animal rescue to help make our world a more joyful and a loving place. Karen creates enchanting books, coloring books, games, and music videos. Following her inner calling to help women, children, and animals, Karen has become a successful nonprofit business leader, self-worth visibility coach, game designer, animal and angel communicator, Kundalini yoga and mindfulness and meditation instructor. As the founder of Global Kindness Revolution, Puppy Love Revolution, and the co-founder of Global Peace United, Karen has made it her mission to spread love and empowerment through her work and throughout the world, and I can attest that she's doing that. Welcome, Karen.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Joanne. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you and all that you're
and
doing.
And I appreciate you, and I, you know, you are so special, and I love what you're doing. We were just talking earlier about the fact that people are wakening up to this idea of kindness. And you were talking a little bit about what you're seeing in the school. So let's go back a little bit. Let's kind of go back a little bit in your history. How did you come up with global kindness? And then we'll move forward.
Well, in 2014, I made a wish for global kindness to go viral. And I made that wish because over 20 years ago, I was homeless and I was living out of my little white Hyundai with my little black puppy dog. And I was learning about, you know, what really is happening in our world. And I learned from the kindness of strangers how to get myself off of the streets. And during that time, I realized I was reading three books, and those three books completely changed my life and this little, tiny little puppy who helped me to go from self-loathing to self-loving. And so I really was having my own issues. I'm a survivor of domestic abuse. So throughout my childhood, my parents divorced at a young age. And so I had a belief that I wasn't worthy and I wasn't good enough. And that trickled into some issues with drugs and just going into some really dark places. And that led me to being homeless. And in that time, I was reading three books. Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, You'll See It When You Believe It. Louise Hay is You Can Heal Your Life. And the third book was Think and Grow Rich. And so I started visualizing and using these beautiful tools. I started to look at the things that were being said in these books, and I really, one thing really hit me hard was a quote by Einstein that said, "The most important question you can ask yourself is, do I live in a friendly or a hostile universe?" And when I realized I was seeing everything as hostile, I was seeing that I deserved this treatment and that I deserved this. And once I started to see the world through a hope of, I deserve a beautiful life, which was something that my grandmother said to me one time when I was a young girl, and I started to just believe and look at myself through the eyes of my puppy, you know, seeing myself unconditionally and really trying to practice what I was learning from these amazing books. And I actually learned the abundance and prosperity principles during that time when I was at my lowest, you know, darkest place. And I started to try, like a science experiment, to see if I could look at the world as a friendly place. And as soon as I made that shift, as soon as I made that decision, the universe, of course, because it's the universal law, started to show me evidence of that. And beautiful strangers started to bring food to me, and my dog, and a wonderful couple offered for me to be able to come and stay and clean up at their house and work at their restaurant and have my dog on the patio while I, you know, while I was working. And that helped me get off the streets. So now I'm fast forward. I've been happily married for 23 years and I have a beautiful 22-year-old daughter. And in 2014, I went and made, my husband took me to Las Vegas for a surprise for my birthday. He flew out my best friend from Massachusetts, and my sister drove out from California. And when they asked me to make a wish, I said, I wish that global kindness could go viral. I wish that I could teach people what I've learned. And I wish that I could help other people who have a message share their voice. And when I made that wish, it was like it changed everything. And, you know, important, amazing miracles just started happening. And I felt like there was, you know, and I know there was non-physical helpers that were guiding that. And when I made that wish, you know, when you read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, when you set your intention and you're very clear in your intention, the universe will conspire to bring you your desire. And so I started to really, really see it coming in all different ways. And that was in 2014. I made that wish, and then I had no idea how to use technology at all. My teenage daughter at the time helped me upload my first video. And so I was learning all of these techniques. Most of it was because I wanted to be helpful for animal rescue because of my love for my lucky girl, who was that dog that lived with me when I was homeless. She helped me to believe in myself. She helped me to see myself through the eyes of love and understanding and forgiveness and to live in the moment. And that's what I believe all animals are here to teach us. And that's how I started using technology for a greater good. It was to help other animal rescue and to help my nonprofit organization get noticed globally. And because my nonprofit organization teaches animal advocacy, kindness, compassion, mindfulness, and nonviolent communication. And so I started to, like I said, use social media for a greater good. Before I knew it, I was mindful media mom. And people were, you know, really resonating with the message. And so what I do now is I help other people to remember their magnificence so that they can shine their beautiful love and light. No matter what situations or circumstances they've been in, I hope that every person who hears this thinks about how they are so valuable to this world, that each one of us is part of this beautiful jigsaw puzzle. And when we find what our authentic voice is we can share it, you know, and then when we start to share it in our own community, we'll be able to learn how to share it globally, because you won't be able to not share it, because the universe will conspire to bring you what you desire. So whatever you are feeling called or dreaming about is being placed in you for you to accomplish it.
You know, it's really true. When you have that burning desire, that something within you, a talent, an urge, a feeling that you need to do more like you have, that is our inner guidance, our guides, however you want to call it, really there messaging us, giving us that information to go forward.
I like to
And I wanted to
Meg.
Comment something on the animal. Because I feel the same way. And I think animals, I just posted something earlier, I think animals are so beautiful and so loving. I wanted to share something really fast. I posted something that was about a chimp, chimpanzee, that was taught by one of the caretakers there. And the caretaker was pregnant, and she actually was not present with the chimp for a while, and she actually lost her baby. And when she came back, initially, the mother, the chimp, was very upset. Like, how come you, where were you? You haven't been here. And when the woman finally decided to tell the chimp her truth, that she lost the baby, I'm going to cry. The chimp, who knew sign language, like, signaled that there were tears rolling down her cheeks, and was really empathizing with this woman. And, I mean, it was, like, when I see it, I cry. When I think about it, I cry. And you know, we can learn, like you teach, so much from animals about, we think we're smarter than them. But there's so much compassion and love out in the world, if we could look at that and see that among, whether, you know, differences, whether it's a difference in skin color or where we came from or a different breed or a different, you know, whatever it is, there's, like you do, creating that global kindness so that we see past those differences to the essence of love, which I believe you are totally all about. So I had to say that because I've been thinking about that for all morning.
Beautiful. It's so
true. Isn't that amazing?
It's just so true, because the animals are here. They're here to teach us specific spiritual lessons. You see, my lucky girl was with me for 18 years and 2 months in the physical, in her physical body. She was like my loving leader. She was guiding me and helping me in the physical. When she left her physical body, it was really scary for me because, you know, I was still questioning, do I have this gift? Am I tapped into my inner guidance? Am I really tapped in? And when she left her physical body, I felt like I was losing something. But what happened was she started to guide me and started to guide my footsteps. And that's how the Puppy Love Revolution got started, because I was receiving messages from her loving spirit to guide me to work with the animals in rescue so that I could, and I started having this, I had never realized I had it before, but I had clairvoyance. And when I put my hand over the heart of an animal that had been abused, because I have such empathy because of my abuse, I was able to actually witness and hold space and actually give that animal an opportunity to be validated and share what they've been through. And within a couple weeks, I was seeing this incredible results, 100%, you know, ready to be adopted and stepping back into their greatness. And I knew that this was what the animals were teaching me, and it was time for me to step into my greatness. It was time for me to step into my leadership role. And so I became a dog trainer. And I realized that I had something really special that when I was working with the animals, so I called myself a conscious dog trainer. And before I knew it, I had grown my nonprofit business to become an animal advocacy business. So I, you know, went back and changed the articles of corporation and added animal advocacy as part of my work. And then I quit my job because I was working full time at a restaurant. And I quit my job and I said, I'm putting all my attention and all my focus on this burning desire, and I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to put any more attention into anybody else's dreams. I'm going to keep my dream really in focus, because the angels always said to me, and I have an angelic gift, I can connect with angels and animals. I can connect with non-physical teachers, and everyone else can too. We all have this multi-sensory gift. We all have these multi-sensory gifts.
I do that a lot too, and it's beautiful.
We're taught to forget what we know is true. That's why I love
Something beautiful though. I mean, you probably have worked I've worked with kids that come in and they see angels and they're teaching their parents stuff like, no, you don't. Yeah, mommy's right there, and you can't doubt these kids from some of their experiences and their knowing. And so they as well as animals are also our teachers, like you, and you're so aware of that. Tell us about what you're doing with the schools right now with kindness. You were sharing that with me earlier and I got really excited, because I think that's so important for our shift throughout the world.
Absolutely. Well, what I've done is I've created a pilot program in the community where I live right now, and I've been working with kindergarten through third grade, and it's a year-long program. It starts in September, and it goes all the way through to June. September starts with the 11 Days of Global Unity. This is a musical inner journey experience where they learn how to navigate their emotions. They learn how to, through EFT, through that's emotional freedom technique, through NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and through, these are all things that I'm certified in, and through the energy of neuroscience, I've been able to combine the ancient wisdoms with our modern science to create a year-long program that starts in September with the 11 Days of Global Unity, which is 11 themes for our world to change. And so each day they'll have a new technique to learn about how they can be the change they want to see in the world. And then in October, we have the whole month dedicated to bully prevention. So this is where we go in and we give them the skills and the tools to be understanding about what bullying is, so that the bully is heard, the person who's being bullied is heard, and the bystanders are being heard. Because this is what we need more than anything in our world right now, is to have standing and compassion for the bully, for the bullier, and for the bystanders. We need to help these children to know how to navigate these emotions and traumas that they're faced with. And then in November, we have World Kindness Month. So that's, we also have World Kindness Day on November 13th. And then in December, we do a global understanding of holidays, so that we're inclusive of all holidays, so that nobody feels left out. My whole thing is about creating a school environment where everyone belongs, where every child feels like, this is my global family. These are my brothers and sisters that I'm going to school with, and I'm going to treat them with kindness and respect and love and support. And then in January, we have the 7 days of rest and reflection, which is where they learn how to go on inner journeys. They learn how to go on inner adventures. Of course, this is meditation, but you can't call it meditation in the schools. And then in February, we have interfaith harmonies, where they learn how to understand about all different religions in a way that we can see moving into March, which is going to be Earth Month, and then Golden Rule Day, which I want to be every day. Golden Rule Day every day is a hashtag that I got. And I've been working on that with the Golden Rule Day organization. And then in May, we talk about inner peace and understanding that inner peace will create world peace. And then in June, we have the International Children's Month, where we'll be sharing all kinds of techniques and tools from internationalchildrensmonth.com. And so,
what I want to know is what are the reactions, the responses of the children? Because they've been going through this program for a while now. And also their parents, because I think that's very telling how people are receiving and also how kids are going home and sharing the information, because, again, they may be helping to educate their parents into global
kindness. The kids are going home and teaching their parents how to tap. They're teaching them EFT. The parents are coming to me and saying, because they call me Miss Kindness. They nicknamed me. Everyone has nicknamed me Miss Kindness. And so the teachers and the parents have been coming and saying, Miss Kindness, this is so wonderful. All of these tools, I call them their superpowers. Their superpowers are compassion, gratitude, kindness, and inner peace. Those are your four superpowers. When you have those four superpowers in place, you will have a magnificent life and be your magnificent self. And that's what I really, like I said, I like to talk about calling yourself Maggie. See yourself as magnificent and be your Maggie self, you know? Just like, you know, there that song that Rod Stewart saying, wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. I wake up every morning saying, Maggie, what do you have to say to me? What do you have to say to me? How can I be my best self today? And that's what I teach the children. We have every day of the week, we have a different thing that they are looking for. So we have Magnificent Monday. Look for the magnificence in your world. Where is it? When you focus on it, you're going to find it. Number two is Tapping Terrific Tuesday. What did you tap on today? What kind of things came up for you? Wow Wednesday is all about wonder and wow, where can I see more wonder in the world? And Thursday is Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday is all about focusing on the gratitude. And Feel Good Friday, what did I feel good about today? So they get a little journal they keep track of. Saturday is Self-Care Saturday. Lots of these kids don't even know what self-care is. And when I teach them about self-care, they love it. They're so grateful. And then Silly Sunday. Just have a silly day, a day where you can just be silly and think about things that make you happy when you're being silly and just having fun. So every day of the week, what we focus on expands. What we focus on and put our attention on expands and grows. So if we're looking for a magnificent Monday, we're going to have a magnificent Monday, right? If we're looking
for you and I don't. Yes, we both believe that, and we know it's true because it's about energy. So these kids are going home and they're
energy.
Teaching their parents. What are what are the children telling you about what they're experiencing for themselves? Because it's an awakening, and I think we're here right now in a major awakening on this planet, and you're one of the people that are helping others awaken as I am. But what are they saying to you? How are they glowing? I want to hear. And what is the administration saying? Like, oh my goodness, what's going on with these kids?
They're really seeing it. They're really seeing it, and they're really noticing that, you know, they love to calm down. They say, I'm the best calming down teacher there is. That's what they say. Miss Kindness, you're the best calming down teacher ever. And we wish you could be here every day. And, you know, and they're learning how to navigate their own emotions. They're learning how to self-regulate. They're learning how to be compassionate and kind to themselves and to not see others as others, but to see others as themselves, to see themselves in each other. You know, we have the Golden Rule song, which is treat all the people the way you want to feel. Treat all the people like your friends. Make them smile and laugh, and you'll be smiling too when you follow the good old golden rule. So we talk about the golden rule, which is to treat everyone and the earth the way that you want to be treated. And if we all understand that and really, really get that as a society, we will be experiencing this incredible world that works for all of us. And that's
and you know
what
I believe, like I believe like you do, that's why we're here and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
I have an interesting story to tell you real fast. I remember when it was summertime, oftentimes I take walks and I walk in the street, and there are these beautiful caterpillars just basking in the sun in the street, in the road, where cars are going to be coming by and just destroying these beautiful little creatures. So I decided I can't let that happen. So what I started to do on my walks was to help the caterpillars move to a place where they would be out of harm's way, and thinking, okay, Joanne, so this is what your life has come to. But really, it was doing it as an act of kindness, and I was just being funny with myself. Because I think, like you said, it's about all creatures, all beings, all life, not just people that are in our families or that come from our same religion or our same city or whatever, but to be able to recognize, like you say so beautifully, that connectedness, that way that brings us together rather than separates us.
Yeah, and see, I mean, I believe that music really unites us in the heart. And when we sing and dance together, we get in harmony. And when we are in harmony, we start to see that we have more in common than differences. And that's what I love. It's part of the program that we have been teaching is, you know, to help the children to see the similarities instead of seeing the differences, because we're taught so much to believe in these differences and to see each other as different. And really, in truth, in our hearts, we're all the same. And we all want to be happy. We all want to be healthy. We all want to live in peace. And if those needs are met, then we're pretty happy people. If those needs aren't met, then some situations start to be caused that people are trying to get their needs met. And it's so important that I think that we teach and learn from these incredible children, because they come in with these cultivated, beautiful, innate goodness. They want to be kind. They want to be compassionate. And they want to be recognized when they are. They want to get positive reinforcement for the things that they're, when they're being kind. So that, and that's, I really think that that's, you know, I mean, that's been the secret for the training that I do with all the animals too, is, you know, catch them when they're doing it right. Catch them and focus on praising and not thinking about the discipline, but focusing on helping them to be the best possible version of themselves, you know?
You know, I was telling a client that for her husband, to treat her husband that way, to be able to help change his behavior towards her. And it works. So it really does work. I agree.
Absolutely. Well, I started, you know, many, many years ago, my husband and myself started a What I Like About You journal. And every day we write a little something about what I like about you, because when you focus on what's working in the relationship and you focus on what, you know, you like about each other, it starts to grow. And it also helps the other person know, oh, she really likes when I do that. I'm going to do that more. And he really likes when I do that. Oh, that's, I'm going to surprise him and even blow his mind and do it even more, you know, because we love that feeling. And so that's one of the activities that I have the children do, is make a little bag and make a whole bag full of different things that you love about your parents, and another bag about what you love about yourself, what you really love about yourself. What do you really, really feel is so wonderful about you? And maybe it's a bag for your brother or your sister, and have, you know, these little bags where every day somebody can pull out a little note that says, wow, I'm really appreciated here. I'm really appreciated. And even if you are doing it just for yourself, if you live by yourself, you're going to really notice that when you focus on what is good about you, what you feel are your best qualities, you're going to start to see that those qualities. One of the things I realized back in 2014 was I was looking for the lack. I was looking for the scarcity. I was frustrated with the kindness in the world. I was frustrated with where can I find kindness? We need more kindness. And the more that I thought that thought, the more the universe mirrors back what my belief is. A belief is just a thought you keep thinking, right? So once you keep thinking that same thought, the universe has nothing but the power to repeat and show you what you believe. So I became Global Kindness Going Viral. I started to just think, how can I be more kind? What can I do? That's how I started doing the talk shows and doing my shows on, well, we have a channel on Facebook called Spirituality Gone Wild. My beautiful friend Debbie Garcia had the vision of creating a media broadcasting channel on live stream to use Facebook to bring all these different hosts to host shows that are only dedicated to raising the levels of gratitude, compassion, kindness, love, joy, and peace on earth. And so that's all we do. And then I was reading this awesome book by Dr. David Hawkins that said power versus force, that one person who's vibrating with love in their heart, with peace on their mind, and with kindness in their actions counterbalances 750,000 people on the that are on the planet that are in that low vibration of fear and blame and shame. Those are non-fragmented energies. When we are connected to the place of love and light and our unified field, we are the most powerful force on the planet. And that is,
you know, it's so important.
That's how I started doing those global meditations online.
It's so important for people to really get that, because I was having a conversation with someone the other day who was talking about how, you know, again, looking at the world through eyes of disenchantment, like these people are angry and people are whatever. And I said to her exactly some of those similar words, that if somebody was vibrating at a different level of love and compassion, a higher vibration, it can shift. And there's scientific proof of that. It's not like you and I are making
it's
this apparent.
No.
Yeah,
it's
and it's
everywhere.
And so it's a lesson, because if we all, or just, you know, everybody listening to this show, just decided to shift that perspective and wake up on a daily basis with a sense of gratitude that you're talking about, with seeing that connectedness, with feeling kindness, and putting that out to ourselves and to all beings, I believe that we can create. I mean, I know it, and so do you. I feel it, that we can create, and we are creating a totally different world, one that we really feel beautiful to be in, and supporting ourselves and other people and other beings and all life in such a wonderful way. I want to talk a little bit about your games that you're creating. What kind of game? Because I found that you do coloring books, you do games, and your music is beautiful, because I've heard them and I love your voice. But what are the games about global kindness too? Because I think yes.
The game is what started the whole thing. When my daughter was in kindergarten, I started Earth Day in my local town, and I was the founder of the local Earth Day, and I designed a board game called Let's Save Our Earth, and I started going into the schools as with my nonprofit organization to teach environmental education. And that was when my Let's Save Our Earth game is all about helping children to see that every single thing we do is either helping or hurting the planet. And it's all about empowerment. And so when I went into the schools and I was teaching, I was helping, you know, I was volunteering and I was helping in the schools, I realized there were no programs like what I would love to have for my little girl. There were no programs of what I was, you know, what I envisioned. I had started going into the schools teaching with peace and conflict resolution with an organization called the Peace Resource Center. And they went out of business. And when they went out of business, I realized there was a lack of this in the schools. There were no programs like what I was wanting to see. And so I started my own nonprofit. And I started, you know, going into the schools, and I started, you know, being that mom who was going in and talking to the teachers. And I realized the teachers, and a lot of the things that I found from the teachers was that they didn't have a lot of time because they had to be doing these standardized tests, and they had to help, you know, the students be ready for these tests. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to design a game that helps you with your science standards. So that's what I did. I sat down with fourth, and then and that's what I've done with the kindness program too. I said, okay, well, what do we need? What is necessary? So the kindness program helps with the reading standards, the language standards, speaking and listening standards. So all this is being touched upon so that it's an added bonus to the school. And so the superintendent, the principal, the teachers are just loving it. They're just grateful for it, you know, and they're seeing, wow, and they're seeing a difference in the children, and they're seeing a difference in themselves. One of the things I'm really hoping to do next is be able to, you know, my friend has an organization called Compassion Leaders, and he trains organizations like Google and big corporations how to be compassionate toward each other. And I want him to train me so that I can train the teachers and the superintendents and the principals and our local government. I really want to get a kindness and compassion program that can be taught to our local government, and then have it ripple, you know, have that ripple.
Now, are these games just available for your local schools, or are they something that other people can access? Because I think that there's a need for that, not just locally, but you know, all across the board. Can people
Absolutely.
Get them?
Yeah, well, the best way is to go to my website, globalkindnesstv.org. And you can see all my books, all my games, all the coloring books, everything that I've done is all on my website. But really what I'm looking to do is find sponsorship, corporate sponsorship, so that these games can be donated to the schools and used in, you know, in as curriculum and used in, to help them with their science. We saw a 70% increase of knowledge after they continued to play the games. And that was just me donating the games and them being able to play on at recess and when they had free period, when they had free time. And so, you know, I think that if I was able to, in you know, bring all of this is what I'm working on is being able to have this pilot program so that any mom or any aunt or any dad or any uncle who wants to do what I'm doing can just download all of this. And that's what I'm working on is figuring out how to do that is to get it all. I'm looking for an intern to help me with putting all of this information, you know, available online so that, you know, actually access the curriculum and take what I've done and just run with it in their area.
You know, I love it, and I think that it's very, very exciting, and like you said, it's one of the next steps because it changes lives, and again, it also makes learning, you know, for it's not just, okay, we have to prepare for this standardized test, but it enriches and it makes learning, as learning should be, fun and adventurous and discovery. And so I think it's brilliant. You and I can talk forever because I just adore you and everything that you do, and I resonate with it, as you already know. So tell people, though, because we're running out of time, how they can get a hold of Karen Palmer, Global Kindness Going Viral, learn more about all you do, participate, and buy some of these wonderful products and help us shift and change the world into a more kind and loving place.
Well, the best way really is to go to my free gift, which is Manifest Your Dream Toolkit, which is over $300 worth of gifts that you can go to at globalkindnesstv.org/dream, DREAM, and you can get all of those gifts. And that helps you to also learn how to find your authentic voice and share it, your message with the masses. And that's, I really love helping people to, because what my big thing was when I started was I didn't think anybody really would want to listen because it was hard for me to get over my fear of public speaking. And that's why EFT really helped me, emotional freedom technique, and NLP really helped me. And so that's why I started using what helped me. And I really just started doing my shows. And, you can follow me on all social media at Mindful Media Mom. And also, if you go on Facebook, Spirituality Gone Wild is our channel. And I broadcast on there all the time. And I'm always sharing, gratitude challenges or kindness challenges or just fun ways that we can connect and really stay engaged, because we are a global family. And also I have Global Family on Facebook, which is our dream group where people can share their dreams and we hold space for each other. I call it our dream incubator, where we can share our dreams and hold space for each other and help love those dreams into this reality. And I have done it. I have loved my dreams into this reality. When I think about all the things that I was thinking about in that little white Hyundai when I was homeless, and I want every person who hears this to really, really think about that, I visualized everything that I'm living right now. I want you to get a really good picture and paint yourself into it and just do it like a science experiment. Take some of the things that I've said today and what Dr. Joanne says all the time and just use them as a science experiment. Just 7 days and you'll see a big difference. 7 days. I tell this to so many of my clients. Just 7 days and you'll see a big difference. You'll see a kinder world. You'll see the universe giving you more and more evidence, because the universe is like a photocopy machine. What you believe and what you feel is what you're going to get a copy of. It's going to show up in all different ways, and that's just the way, it's a universal law. It's just that
simple. I love
it,
and we... So, you and I are alike in that way too, because it's so important for people to get this and to recognize that we have that ability to despite what we've been taught, despite what's out there, that's the universal truth that's so important for us to get. And yes, to paint that picture as vividly with as much emotionality and vigor and belief that it's going to happen, because the belief piece is key too. Karen, you are an angel, an earth angel. Thank you. I adore everything that you do and more to come. So thanks so much for being on Power Your Life.
Yes, so much more to come. So thank you so much, everyone. And really, just remember to love your dream into this reality and have fun. Play your way through your day. You know, really trust your joy as your GPS. That will make your life so much more magnificent.
Wonderful. Have a beautiful, blessed day, my friend.
You too, Dr. Joanne. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too. My pleasure. Thanks.
And thank you, everyone who's listening.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you are beautiful. And everybody listening, you are beautiful too, even if you don't recognize it, even if you've been told something very different. We have within us so much potentiality and so much beauty. And if you could, if you really paid attention to Karen's story, coming from a place of homelessness, of doubt, of abuse, and rising through the ashes, so to speak, into creating love and all of this beauty and compassion and understanding for so, and kindness for so many people and children and animals, it really is a beautiful story, and it's something that's not just in a box for Karen Palmer. It's something that's also available to you in terms of what Karen said, your dreams, what you choose, what you would like to see come forth in your life. So it's so very important. And find out more about Global Kindness Going Viral and all the wonderful things that Karen does, because she is a beautiful person in the world, as are you. And you know what? It's time to believe it. It's time to know it, and it's time to live it. So power your life, take a little step each day, and move forward in the direction that you choose to go and desire, because you are worth it. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can go to docwhite.org, docwhite.org, and find out more about upcoming shows and blogs. And also, remember how special, very, very special, you are, each and every one. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.